3 beers apiece for each of my coworkers. I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It isn't the Suds Mess. Cheer reviews and gratitudes. Hey, all you Frosty the Snow persons out there. It's me, Père Noël of the podcast, DC Thompson, joined by my ghost of Christmas past, present, and hopefully future,
Britt.
Britt, we got over there. Britt, I have a question.
Oh, no.
Should we be changing snowman to snow person?
Well, we're probably supposed to.
I mean, I kind
or
of
just call it snow they.
Snow them?
Snow them.
No, that's way too confusing. Snow people, I think.
No, because I guess snow them just sounds like, instead of saying like F them.
Yeah.
Snow them. It sounds like a swear.
Yeah, it's like something a bully in a Christmas movie would yell to his henchmen. Snow them!
Yeah.
Anyway. Britt, it's the holiday season. I ate an entire turkey dinner before the recording. Was that a good idea?
And some Nanaimo bars.
Well, yeah, I had to like balance things out with the Nanaimo bars. It's going to be like, I'm going to feel woozy and tired from the tryptophan from the turkey, and then the Nanaimo bars will kick in and they'll bring things up. But as I mentioned, it's the holiday season, Britt, and that can mean only one thing. It's the holiday Sudsmas episode.
Woo!
Woo! Before we start cracking our roasted chestnuts, before we put an audio Yule log on the fire, can you please tell everyone where they can get a hold of us?
They can find us on Instagram at suds_cast or send us an email, sudsbeercast@gmail.com.
Thank you, Britt. Send all your letters to Santa to the Gmail. And you know what? Actually, you can send your Christmas wishes to the Instagram too. Just slide into our DMs. Britt, I just want to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you and everyone out there listening, all of the dedicated Suds buds out there. Britt, it wouldn't be a Sudsmas if we didn't have to get together with some podcast friends.
Who do we have here?
Joining us on the EP tonight, we have Sudscast vet and all-around great person, we got Brittany Kurtz.
Woo!
Brittany,
thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so nice to have you back. It's been a while.
It has been too long.
Too long. Well, thank you for being here, and happy holidays, Britt.
Thank you, you as well.
We don't just have two Brits on the show. We got a fourth.
Fourth Brit?
No, we don't have a fourth Brit. That would be too confusing. Actually, I think we're going to call you Brit, and what should we call other Brit? Brittany?
Sure.
BK?
BK.
But BK then works.
Sounds like Burger King.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, but... I think we're still going to go with BK. Okay, so we got Britt, BK, but wait, who's the fourth guest, Britt? Also joining another vet of the pod and your co-host on Still Not Ready Podcast, it's Amy.
Hey!
Oh, Amy.
Guys, that was
all our friends.
Such a long intro. I'm still trying not to laugh at that snow them comment.
Snow them. Let's get that on a shirt.
Friggin'
snow them.
Yeah. I think we're like halfway to writing a kids like TV show pilot with that, you know. Snow them, you know. We need to be just building around that.
Yeah. I think it's a hit.
Thanks for joining us, Amy.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is like, I know you said I'm a vet, but I think this is like my fourth time on the Sudscast.
Yeah, I think you probably have the record at this point for most guest appearances.
Oh my God, don't say that. My head's going to blow up.
Yeah. All the tens of listeners are probably just losing their minds right now. Amy again.
Oh.
And then they're like, well, at least we got BK. So.
I think it's one of my third or fourth, too.
Oh, man.
We might be tied.
Is this going to be a competition?
I think we're going to have to start keeping track.
Well, whoever is the best on this episode gets to come back first.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to end the episode in a rap battle, and that will determine who is the
best.
It's
on.
A rap battle. Okay.
Yeah, Amy, you're going to want to start writing down
and
some lyrics.
And by rap, he means W-R-A-P. Rap and presents.
Whoa, wow. Christmas rap.
Brit.
Oh, no.
Way to bring it original, back, Brit. Way to bring it back.
Original Brit, bringing it all the way around. Well, we're going to be doing things a little bit different this year. Something I'm calling Beer Crit Santa instead of Secret Santa.
Okay.
Doesn't really rhyme, but it's pretty close. We'll be sampling a mixed pack of four Christmas-themed beers from Shakespeare Brewing Co., located, of course, in Shakespeare, Ontario, just a little bit west of Guelph. BK has two. Amy, you have two wrapped cans.
I do.
And you're each going to open one and see what Beer Crit Santa left you this year.
Can they open them now?
Well, just give me 1 second to say my catchphrase. Without further ado, let's crack a brew.
Aw.
And by crack a brew, I mean unwrap your beers and then open
just
them.
Just unwrap one each.
One each.
This is very exciting.
And tell us what you got.
This is exciting. This is my first Christmas gift.
Ooh.
My first time wrapping. Should we do it all ASMR-like in the mic?
Yeah, you're going to want to open it as close to the mic as possible.
Ooh, a very Christmas can.
It sounds like pants ripping. Is that just me?
What'd you get?
I got Christmas tree ale.
Ooh.
Okay, Drew.
Amy has
Christmas tree ale.
I hope it's not piney.
I'll pass that to you, Britt. And BK, what do you got?
Ooh, I have Candy Cane Milk Stout.
Ooh. Oh, excuse me.
Okay. Without further ado, crack that brew.
Oh, I can't wait.
Whoa, this candy cane milk stout is a foaming.
Mine was too.
So I'm going to start pouring this Christmas tree ale. I have to say, it's kind of interesting that they did a whole four-pack of Christmas-themed brews.
Yeah, so they did this last year, too.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's the second year.
I mean, if you're looking for gift ideas... You really can't miss with a Christmas four-pack of beers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this makes a great gift. If anybody is near Shakespeare, Ontario, or is driving through, it's, like I said, just a little west of Guelph, not too far. And then it's near KW area and Stratford.
So you had to go the brewery to get it?
Yeah, you have to go to the brewery. Oh my God, this Christmas tree one is intense.
Should we cheers?
Yeah, cheers, everybody.
Cheers, virtual cheers. Thanks, Omicron. Cheers.
Thanks, Omicron.
Wow.
It's the thanks as in, because it has to be virtual now, basically.
Well, we were always doing virtual guests for the last little while, but still.
I like this Christmas tree one.
Yeah, Amy, sorry, BK, we'll get to yours in a second. Amy, what do you think of the Christmas tree?
It's very scenty.
Yes.
Oh, there is spruce in it.
They used a whole Christmas tree in the brewing process of this beer.
Did they really?
I'm not kidding.
What are you talking?
They actually cut a Christmas tree down, and they threw the Christmas tree into the boil.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know what to
I'm not joking. It says it on the can. It says it on their website, too.
It doesn't say it on the can.
It does not. Christmas tree ale.
It says there's spruce in it. But if you go on their website, it says they cut a whole Christmas tree down.
That's a far cry from we cut a whole Christmas tree down.
It says it on their website. And actually, when I was in the brewery picking these up, the head brewer actually told me that that's what they did. And this is the second year they've had this one. Now, BK, I just had a sample of the candy cane milk stout.
Can I see that can?
It smells like interesting.
Yeah. It's very dark and roasty, but there is a good peppermint flavor that comes through.
Oh, that's a real dark beer, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd be into that, Amy.
No, but you know what? Christmas tree ale, nice and fruity and light.
Yeah,
I can't, this peppermint stout. Ugh.
So let me just run through these stats here. The Christmas tree ale that Amy is enjoying, along with Britt and myself, is 5% ABV. Again, comes from Shakespeare Brewing Co. in Shakespeare, Ontario. And you can pick up this four-pack for $15. So four small cans, $15. And then, of course, the candy cane milk stout that we have BK sampling on and making some weird faces.
I was going to say, BK is making some faces.
This one is 5.5% ABV. Again, Shakespeare Brewing, Shakespeare, Ontario, $15 for the four-pack. BK, what are your thoughts?
Okay. So have you guys tried it and then lick your lips afterwards? So take a sip and then lick your lips.
I need some water in between these two.
I don't know if it's just me.
Good or bad.
Weird.
Weird.
I don't know.
Like you get this weird peppermint, but like metally metallic taste afterwards.
Huh. I can't do that. Drew, give me the Christmas tree ale sample. You finish off the stout.
Okay. Well, no, I want to have my Christmas tree one also. I'm telling you, though, I'm serious. On their website.
Can we believe
added entire Christmas tree to the boil. In quotes, you loved the smell of a real tree. Now you can enjoy the taste of a real tree in your beer.
How many candy canes did they use in this candy cane stout?
Funny you should ask, Britt. It's not referenced anywhere on the website.
They didn't throw candy canes in?
We don't know. It's very minty, though, the candy cane milk stout. I think it's like got a nice peppermint.
It's, yeah, like, the more I drink it, the more I like it. But what's funny on the can is they say just peppermint. It doesn't actually say candy canes.
Oh, interesting.
So what is a candy cane? Is peppermint.
It's peppermint.
It is, yeah. Still, but you would think they would actually put that. You
still,
know?
Yeah. If you literally took a bunch of candy canes and threw them in the boil, you would probably list candy canes as an ingredient.
Candy canes.
It smells like Listerine.
Does it say peppermint or peppermint?
It says peppermint.
Does it say peppermint or peppermint extract?
Peppermint.
Peppermint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have to say, I've had mint stouts before, and this one, the mint actually really comes through, because some of the other ones that I've had, the mint is very subtle, or it doesn't come through very much, because the beer is so dark and roasty. It's hard to get that to come through. I also think the milk stout is a very interesting take, because traditionally a very sweet stout, so a little bit of sweetness to it as well.
It's pepperminty.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep moving along with our samples here, but in the meantime, I have a little bit of a Christmas activity. I won't call it a game, because it's not really a game, but let's play Two of These Gots to Go.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to give all of us, we'll just have like a little bit of a convo about it, you know, not a competition. I'm going to give all of us four different Christmas-related items.
Okay.
And you guys, we're all going to decide which two gots to go. So which two would we be banishing to never return?
Okay,
so this is the first one. Gingerbread cookie / man, or / person, candy cane, Terry's chocolate orange, and shortbread. Which two gots to go? Thoughts?
Well, I've decided.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
I think those ones are pretty much reference base.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from how much we need them to successfully have a Christmas.
Right.
A lot of people don't like
you're
candy
referencing
canes.
Terry's chocolate orange, right?
the chocolate orange, yeah. The chocolate orange I could ditch.
Ooh.
And I could ditch the candy cane.
Wow.
Yeah, when was the last time you sucked on a candy cane, Drew?
Saturday.
Last weekend, yes.
Britt today.
I was a little disappointed. It was strawberry. I thought it was me.
Ew, that's a waste. That's a wasted candy cane.
Britt BK got home from a long day at work and just reached into the cupboard for her after-work candy cane.
Started sucking on a strawberry.
Okay, so Amy has made it clear. She's not down with Terry and his or her chocolate orange. And candy canes, BK?
I would ditch shortbread.
Okay. Reasons?
I know. I would rather a sugar cookie.
Ooh.
Always prefer that.
Although, okay. It's because she has never had your aunt's shortbread. Because I think if you had his aunt's shortbread, your mind would change for sure.
Yeah.
I remember you guys saying it melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Melt in your mouth shortbread. Yeah. You know what? I believe I remember talking about the shortbread before, too.
Yeah.
So those little tins.
My aunt's shortbread is so good. My mom, my aunt's sister, has taken to trying to make her own shortbread, and it just isn't as good.
Your mom's is still pretty good.
My mom's is still good. I mean, and some people would say shortbread is good no matter who made it, but... okay, Britt, so you would get rid of shortbread because you prefer the sugar cookie.
Yeah, I do. And candy canes... Only because you're right. Like you can have like a mint candy any time of the year, and they're kind of boring. Meh. I love Terry's chocolate orange. Like that is that is what I live for around this season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
what about the raspberry one?
Yeah, good question.
Never had it.
Never
don't
tried
even
it.
Bother.
Nah, orange is too good.
Pointless.
Yep.
You know, I remember when I used to work at a well-known pharmacy slash food store.
Shoppers?
Now. Shoppers Drug Mart. and they came out with the Terry's Chocolate Raspberry. They also had a dark chocolate raspberry and a dark chocolate orange, too.
Yeah, the dark chocolate orange, if you accidentally get that one, it's a bit of a disappointment.
Now, see, I like dark chocolate, so I'm okay with that. But this isn't my two of these guts to go. But okay, okay, so Britt, you're going to keep the Terry's Chocolate Orange and the gingerbread.
That's right.
Man slash person.
Peoples.
Britt, you said you knew right off the get-go. Which two of these guts to go for you?
I guess the candy canes, even though I do really like a candy cane, and the gingerbread, even though I do really like gingerbread. but I feel like shortbread I look forward to at Christmas, and I do kind of look forward to a Terry's Chocolate Orange.
So
if I didn't have gingerbread, I'd probably be fine. Same with a candy cane. Like, I could live without those, but I do really like the shortbread and the Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Right. Okay.
Okay, you? Drew?
Which two of these guts to go for me? Oh, it's so tough. You know, I think I'm going to have to go with shortbread. Sorry, Aunt Leslie. It's just not very versatile. Like, it's pretty much one thing.
Well, your mom tries to make it with rosemary, which makes me want to vomit.
Okay, well, I hope my mom's not listening to this one. And, and she doesn't listen, so we're fine.
I hate rosemary, so rosemary shortbread.
I think,
gross.
Like, that's probably one of the only different varietals of shortbread I've seen is the rosemary edition. And the only other one is, well, no, because I think I've seen lavender, yeah, too. And then
I was going to say lavender, yeah.
Chocolate. Have you guys seen a chocolate shortbread?
Well, like, what about a shortbread with a chocolate drizzle?
I don't know. I think in these two guts to go list, it's more like the basic shortbread. Like, we're not adding chocolate drizzle with a cherry on top and a banana split on the side. Oh, let's keep shortbread.
Yeah, but you can't have shortbread with chocolate drizzle without the shortbread, Drew. If you give it up, they all go.
I guess. I think I'm just, the list was compiled in the more traditional sense.
Okay, so shortbread's out.
Shortbread is out. You know what? I'm going to keep candy cane because everybody else seemed to really not want to keep it. So I'm going to keep the candy cane because, as much as I said, I don't like all these different varietals, you can get a candy cane in any different flavor, really. And it is this one time of year where you eat a hook-shaped food, whereas you never eat something hook-shaped any other time. It has its own built-in handle.
For those of us that didn't have braces, the candy cane was always a fun treat because then you could give yourself braces.
Oh,
the mini ones.
Like, by taking the hook and like jamming it on your teeth? yeah.
Oh my God. Sure. You can end up with dentures doing that.
Yeah. Candy canes are good stir sticks.
Oh, very good.
In your hot chocolate.
Okay.
Now we're coming around. Oh, okay. I see some these two guts to go lists are
like,
changing.
Amy, that little pre-drink you had, you could have probably put a candy cane in it. Mm-hmm. That would have probably added some flavor.
Well, you know what? No, I'm still, I could ditch the candy cane.
Okay, well,
I know what you mean, because I think I'd rather eat a cookie over a candy cane.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
fair. I'm going to finish out my list here. The other thing that gots to go, I'm going to go gingerbread, cookie.
Wait, you already,
I said one I would keep and one that would go. The other one that's gots to go is the gingerbread person, because
that just feels wrong.
Well, it's just kind of like one dynamic. It's like gingerbread. We get it. I mean, you can ice them in different ways, which I guess is kind of fun and sort of dress it up a little bit.
You can build gingerbread houses.
No, this is the gingerbread person kind of specifically, like the cookie
form. But Drew, you got to take into account if you get rid of the basic, you lose all the accessories.
No, because it's not the category isn't gingerbread. It's gingerbread cookie slash person.
Okay.
So very specific with these. And I'm going to keep the Terry's Chocolate Orange because similar to the candy cane, something you really only eat one time of year and has a very utilitarian perspective to it.
I've never seen you eat a Terry's Chocolate Orange.
If someone bought me one, I would. I mean, I'm not buying it myself. If it's given as a gift, it's like, great. Because you know what? Whacking that chocolate is exhilarating. You know, name another food that you basically get to destroy and have as a way to eat it, as a means to have to eat it.
Eggs.
good point.
They're expensive though, eh? The oranges are like $7.
$7? Yeah. I thought they were $4.99.
Also, Britt, I certainly hope you were taking notes on the stocking stuffers there with Drew.
My stocking will just be filled with candy canes and Terry's chocolate orange.
Yeah.
Gonna have to get out to the store.
Okay, well, that was round one of the two of these gots to go.
I look forward to seeing your Terry's chocolate orange boomerang on your Instagram Christmas morning.
Okay, well, Britt, are you listening?
Now I have to get a Terry's chocolate orange. I don't have a choice.
Oh, here's the question, though. How many smashes does it take to open a...
One.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's just one.
Way to open up those lines of conversation, Britt.
Yeah. Old dead-end Britt.
One, next.
Yeah. If you know what you're doing, it's one.
I want you to see.
No, I think one. I think one. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, well, like, older people have to open it with a knife? You know, it's like they're, like, trying to jam a knife in between the segments.
100%.
But have you ever had it where all the pieces didn't actually fall off?
Yeah, but you just pull them
off.
So
it needs more than one.
Or you just eat, like, two segments because it's oh, these two are stuck together.
If you whack it more than once, you risk, like, denting the whole bottom.
Mm, true. You get crumbs.
Oh, my gosh. This is becoming the Terry's Chocolate Orange cast.
Yeah, well, they are the sponsor of the episode.
They do have, it is an interesting little orange because they get like the whole thing in the middle. Like, you know when you eat clementines and you have to pull the thing out of the middle?
Oh, it's an absolute genius engineering.
Yeah. It's an engineering gem.
It's good. And like the dimples on the outside, like the skin.
I mean, the people are. Yeah. I'd be curious to see what else the person who invented the Terry's chocolate orange, what else they invented.
Yeah, I wonder.
Brit's bit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's for the New Year's app.
I bet you they made Fun Dips.
Fun Dips.
Probably.
Or Dunkaroos.
Ooh, Dunkaroos. Fun Dips are good. I think people don't like them because it is really just dipping a sugar stick in powdered sugar, but they're good.
Totally worth it.
Okay. Moving on to the second round of two of these gots to go. Okay, we've done the food portion. Now we're moving on to the drink portion.
Ooh.
Okay.
So two of these gots to go. Hot chocolate or hot cocoa, mulled wine, eggnog, and hot apple cider.
Decided.
Ooh. Wow.
You're like, how do you decide so
fast?
That's
tough. Because I just know.
It feels like you've read my notebook earlier.
Well, I mean, one of those is just so easy.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with you then, Britt, if you're a little Miss Know-It-All here.
Eggnog gone. Mulled wine gone.
Oh, okay.
See, it's easy. I don't even know what mulled wine is.
It's like wine with some spices in it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really likes that, do they?
Well, I was going to say, I did a Christmas in Germany one time, and we went to, like, all the Christmas markets. And the big thing is, I believe it's called Glühwein. Glühwein?
Yeah.
The accent's probably off, but that's the mulled wine. And, or maybe it was from France. I don't know. I'm screwing it up now. But
no, I think it's German. I think you're
okay,
right.
Okay. When we had it in Europe, I'll just put like a general somewhere in Europe. It was really good. And we drank it like crazy during December. And then when we tried to come back and, like, make it for family and friends here, it was never good. Like, nobody ever drank it. So I think it's, like, you have to make it right and mull it right. And you have to have, you know, good quality wine, maybe.
Sounds like Amy has one thing that gots to go.
The mulled wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could ditch it. Unless you're going to, you're
unless
having like
you're
a
Europe.
European
unless you're in Europe.
Vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got one. Can you think of the other one you'd get rid of there that gots to go?
Probably hot chocolate.
Whoa.
I'm not interested. I don't do a lot of hot chocolate. I just reach for a coffee, I think, if I'm inkling for something like that.
Oh. Eggnog lives to fight another day on Amy's list.
I like to put eggnog in my coffee.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay.
That sounds insane.
Why?
Hot eggnog.
There's eggnog lattes.
But that's like an eggnog flavoring. They're not using real eggnog.
Don't matter. You just use it as a creamer and a sweetener.
Interesting. BK, why don't you treat yourself to telling us which two gots to go?
This one's tough. I actually just bought a coconut eggnog.
What?
I know. Oh. No, it's good. Hey, don't hate.
Amy, just put it in your coffee and shut up.
Hold on a sec. Is that supposed to be, like, dairy-free?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was like milk. Regular eggnog, and then they just added coconut flavoring or something.
No, I think it was, yeah, it's coconut milk.
So there's no eggs in it. There's no eggs.
Hold on. I don't actually know. There should probably be eggs in it. But it's like.
Coconog.
Well, it'd be dairy-free still.
With eggs.
Coconut milk.
Yeah,
it would be dairy free
instead of cream.
Oh, but not vegan or
no, it wouldn't be those things. Dairy free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's actually delicious, mixed with like a little bit of rum. Dang.
Okay.
I don't know, so I don't know what I'm gonna give up. I'm gonna give up mulled wine because I don't really know what it is. It sounds like a lot of work.
Right. Okay.
Ditch it.
I like normal wine.
I could tell you.
Oh.
Well, no one's talking about the hot apple cider.
I know, it's so
yummy.
No
one yet.
So you know what I'm going to give up? I'm going to give up mulled wine and hot chocolate also, only because you don't necessarily drink apple cider and eggnog any other time of the year other than like fall for apple cider and Christmas, and then eggnog now. Like they're very unique to the season.
Right.
Where the other ones you can like drink whenever, I guess. Maybe mulled wine's Christmassy, I'm not sure, but...
I think it's like sort of this time of year, mulled wine.
But hard to make and tastes like poop.
Well, potentially, I guess. Unless you're in Europe, then it's fine.
IKEA sells it.
IKEA sells it. There you go.
A pre-mulled
wine. Yeah, but it's like non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic wine.
Oh, not worth drinking. So I'm going to keep the eggnog and the apple cider, I think.
Wow. That's two then. Amy, you did the same, I believe, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Drew.
I think I'm definitely going to keep eggnog, as we kind of referenced.
Yeah.
Bit of an eggnog fanatic. So going to keep the nog.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned how Drew makes a banging homemade eggnog.
Oh, I have made it in the past, but I often tell people now that I'm through with that because it's very labor intensive. And having tasted so many commercially made eggnogs, there's very little difference in the flavor. So it's kind of like just buy
it. Well, you basically have to stand there for like an hour stirring the eggs constantly. Because if you leave it for like 1 year, you screwed it up. Because if you leave it for like 10 seconds, the eggs cook.
Yeah, you get scrambled
eggs.
Like,
so now it's like this weird scrambled eggs in a pot.
There's nothing you can do about it. So that I've made it two or three times. And that happened one of the times, the last time. And after that, I was kind of like, I'm not going to do this. I remade that batch because I was already committed to making it.
Yes.
But after that, I was just like, it's just not worth it. And having had this like fancier one that Britt was talking about from the local grocery store, it's like, I just as soon buy that. I don't need that much of it either. And as we're kind of learning, not everybody likes it. So it's sort of like I end up just drinking it. Britt doesn't drink it. So it's kind of like.
It's a lot for one person, right?
Yeah. Like if we're having, you know, it's kind of a novelty. If we have people over in the past, it's like, a homemade eggnog. More people tend to try it, I think. But it's not really worth it, I don't think. So, I'm going to keep the eggnog. I'm going to keep mulled wine just because.
All right.
We need to keep a place for mulled wine. I don't think I've ever had it, but... I'm going to keep it just because everyone's getting rid of it. And I just think, no, we got to stick with our heritage, people. Like, this is an old-timey drink, probably from, as we mentioned, Europe, so probably pretty old. And, we got to hold on to those traditions. So I'm going to keep mulled wine.
Stir it with some candy canes.
And I'm going to drink it in July, in the summer. I won't be able to get eggnog unless I made my own. But, I'm going to drink it all year round, not just at Christmas time.
Oh, like when you go camping? That might be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna forage the campground
like pouring rain.
For all the spices that I need and herbs, and I'm gonna make it.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't wait.
I look forward to it.
That was maybe a new segment, Britt. Two of these gots to go. What'd you think?
All right. Pretty good.
Okay, I think it's time for us to give our reviews of these beers. Now, everyone listening at home, in your car, on an airplane, on a beach somewhere, Britt, where else are they listening?
Most likely just at home.
At home.
While they're cleaning their kitchens.
While they're cleaning their kitchens. For those of you at home listening while you're cleaning your kitchens, you're used to the thrill, will, or swill. But we're going to do something different this year. Instead of the three-tiered system, we're just going to go a simple on-off switch, and we're going to rate these beers naughty or nice.
Okay.
BK, we're going to start with you. You, of course, have the Candy Cane Milk Stout from Shakespeare Brewing Co. BK, is this beer naughty or nice?
Because it's so different than anything I've ever drank in regards to beer, I think it's nice. It's a nice treat. At first, I was very hesitant, didn't like it. I was like, what is happening? But as you continue to drink it, it's so much better. And for a dark beer, it's not that heavy.
Yeah. Britt, any thoughts on the Candy Cane Milk Stout?
I give my rating.
Well, you don't have to give a rating. I think we'll leave it to our guests to give a rating. Okay.
So. I didn't like it.
Okay.
It's not, I don't like stouts, so I didn't finish it.
I kind of like it. As I mentioned, the peppermint really comes through. I would have liked to have seen candy cane listed as an ingredient on there, but maybe that's something in the future they can handle. It's probably very expensive to like load a bunch of candy canes into a beer. buying those like 12-pack boxes that candy canes come in.
And unwrap each one,
yeah. Maybe you could buy like a bunch of those big novelty ones that are like a foot long and unwrap those and throw them in. That would probably be easier. But yeah, I liked it. I like the milk stout portion, which gives it like some sweetness. 5.5%, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. All right. So that leaves Amy, who has the Christmas tree ale. Amy, was it naughty or nice?
Christmas tree ale, you know what? I'm surprised. I like it.
Wow.
I was worried about the spruce or what's the ingredient? Yeah, spruce.
Christmas tree.
Yeah, because a pine nut can really ruin a salad for me.
Oh.
So I was worried, but it's not like pine solly in the slightest. It actually has like a fruitiness to it.
I really like it. I think it's good.
It's super light. It seems festive. The can is very festive.
Yeah, the cans are all cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the can. We forgot to talk about that.
We'll put that on
the social. Yeah, they have like their own little like label on there. The Candy Cane Milk Stout is a candy cane wearing a scarf with like a little Shakespeare beard goatee and mustache.
Well, they all have the mustache.
Yeah, they all have the mustache.
Yes,
and
we have on the Christmas tree ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Christmas tree with a mustache.
Okay, so we've got two nice. Britt, what did you think of the Christmas tree?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I would have given it a nice.
You know, I like it. I like it because it's like super creative. I've never seen Christmas tree like thrown into a beer batch before. so that was interesting. The only thing I have to say, and I'm surprised you guys didn't pick up on it, is it kind of has a weird aroma. Did anyone notice? Did you notice that at all? Like, it sort of smells like BO a little bit.
No, I didn't get that.
All right, maybe that's just me.
Maybe you're smelling yourself.
Maybe that's just me.
Check the pits.
Britt, you know I shower the day before every podcast.
No, I didn't get that at all. When I opened the can, I thought it smelled fruity and sweet almost.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that was the first round of the Sudsmas. You guys each have another present to open. But hold on. Don't open it yet. We have to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the second beer of the holiday Sudsmas episode.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned. And here we ho.
Oh, jeez.
We're back. It's the Sudsmas holiday episode.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! We're gonna sing Christmas carols in a minute, but before we do that, we have to get back to the beers with our guests, Amy from Still Not Ready Pod, Britt's co-host.
Yes.
And BK, Brittany Kurtz. We're calling her BK, and we haven't asked if she's all right with it. But
yeah, we did.
Well, did we?
I'm going to go with the flow kind of gal.
Okay. BK, I love your burgers. Anyway, it's time for you guys to unwrap your second beer of Beer Crit Santa.
Okay, open your prezzies.
Open your presents, kitties. It just sounds like people ripping their pants. Like... someone bent over and it just
oh my gosh, I'm so
pants.
Excited.
You got the gingerbread?
What'd you get, BK?
I got a snowman and it's festive lager.
Excuse me.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
Sorry, snowman or?
Oh, I got a snow peoples. Plural, peoples.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so, yeah, snow them. I was very insulting.
Snow them.
Festive lager.
Ooh, and Amy, what have you
got? I got the gingerbread pale ale.
Ooh, hoo, hoo.
Very cutesy.
Ooh, okay.
Very cutesy.
Okay.
Let's open.
Let's crack that can, Britt. Crack on. Amy, Britt, BK.
Oh my gosh.
Amy, I gave you
fun.
I gave you the gingerbread because you make that gingerbread every
year. Oh my gosh, I just licked my fingers. It's like gingerbread heaven.
Oh boy, I do really like gingerbread. I can smell it, I think.
Great beer sounds coming through the mic.
It's really festive.
Gingery.
Okay.
Whoa, it does
smell. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
It smells good. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whoa, is that static or bubbles?
I believe that's bubbles. Someone has their thing close to the mic.
My bubbles.
As we kind of talked about, BK has the festive lager, 4.5% ABV from Shakespeare Brewing Co., Shakespeare, Ontario. And a 4-pack retails in the brewery for $15.
This gingerbread one.
Funny you should bring that up, Britt.
Because it's good.
Amy has the gingerbread pale ale, and that's 5% ABV from Shakespeare Brewing Co., Shakespeare, Ontario. $15 for a 4-pack only in the brewery.
Oh, there's something weird in that festive.
You know, I haven't had the festive lager yet, but I'm under the impression there's cranberries.
Oh. Does not taste like cranberry. It tastes very yeasty. Like almost sugar cookie like.
Oh, that's right up BK's alley.
Yeah, BK, fan of the sugar cookies.
And right.
Sugar cookies over shortbread.
Yeah, I definitely don't taste cranberries.
No, there's no cranberries.
There's no cranberries in it? Oh, okay.
I do taste like a sweet, like a sweet cookie.
I have to say, I really like cranberries.
Well, on the website media, the festive lager is described as, quote, crisp, clean lager has a subtle hint of cranberry and a slight pink color. I'm getting neither.
I see no pink.
Now, I have to say, in all honesty, when I went into the brewery to pick these up, the head brewer did say that this one was probably the one that maybe didn't come through the best of what the original idea was, but...
They came right out and said that?
Yeah, he was very forthcoming about it.
Okay.
I appreciate that level of honesty.
It yeah. still tastes good, yeah. but it's not cranberry.
Mm. And it just smells like, honestly, like a regular beer with a bit of a fruity
I'd say
hop
that this one is probably the most like a regular beer.
I think they mislabeled this and they put sugar cookies in it.
Have you had one of those?
I mean, that would be a pretty insane mistake to make. Amy, this gingerbread pale ale that you got under the Christmas tree was described as, this truly is gingerbread in a glass. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it really, really is. It's very festive.
Yeah, the spicing level is like perfect, I think. It really comes through very gingery.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, so far it's the most Christmassy taste. Like when I taste it, it's Christmas in like a cup.
Mm-hmm.
The most out of all of them.
It has even the color of it and the smell is very almost hot apple cidery. And it's only when you take a sip where you're like, oh yeah, beer. Yeah, gingerbread beer. It's very festive. It's very cutesy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like basic bitch. Is that what people call them now? Like...
Those elder millennials
with their Uggs and their big scarves, they'd be drinking the gingerbread pale ale for sure. So choogy.
I think these beers are pretty good. I mean, we're going to get into our reviews in a second, so, you know, we'll kind of keep sipping along, but I have another Christmas activity if everyone's game.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is one.
I'm so excited.
hold on to your shortbread lattes or sugar cookie lattes, Amy, because this is kind of a game we've played before on the podcast, Britt, but this is the Christmas edition. We have Merry Bleep Kill Christmas edition.
Oh, my God.
So
it's not going to be religious.
For those of you who, well, we'll see. For those of you who are not familiar, Merry Bleep Kill, bleep being Britt.
We all know.
What is it?
I'm not saying.
Okay.
I accidentally said the word a few minutes ago. So hopefully Drew bleeps that out.
Bleep that out, Amy. That'll be a precursor to Merry Bleep Kill. So I'm going to give you guys three different people, individuals, concepts, and you're going to decide which one of these you want to marry, which one you want to bleep, make sweet love to, whoopee, whatever you want to use, and which one you're just going to kill outright.
Okay,
here we go. This is Christmas edition, remember? So we have this is the Heroes edition, sub-edition. So you're going to marry, bleep, kill Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus. Yeah. Holy There's another shit. Bleep we'll have to put in.
That's a tough list. Because who are you going to kill?
Well, see, this is the funness of the game.
If you kill Santa, you're just a horrible person.
Right, and then...
You better not be bleeping any reindeers, because that's bestiality.
Well, what is it if you bleep a snowman?
I don't know.
Snow-diality.
That's just a personal hobby, I think.
But I think if you bleep a snowman, you're just going to kill him because they'll probably melt.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. Now,
so technical. Do you want...
I think you guys are getting hung up too much on the bleep portion. So, now, if you marry Santa, he's really at home all the time, right? He only leaves the house, like, once a year.
Well, are you giving us yours?
No, then? I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Okay, well...
Drew, go first.
If I had to, I think I would go... I think I would kill Rudolph. I don't know. Kind of a bit of a whiner. I mean, we're kind of talking about the one from, like, the traditional Rudolph TV show.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Like, Clay Rudolph?
I'd kill Rudolph. I think I'd marry Santa Claus. He can provide you with a lot. You basically have servants from the elves. You have pets.
Well, Mrs. Claus is a pretty cushy position, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, I spilled some stuff on my apron or something. It's like, oh, well... Just get the elves to dry clean it. It's like, great. Elves can do it.
Okay.
So I'm going to marry Santa. And then that would leave that I'm going to bleep Frosty, which isn't too bad because it's kind of like a one-night stand. You know, summer, spring comes along. Frosty melts. Good to go. Or you just take his hat off and he turns from, like, you know, anthropomorphic back into just a regular snowman that can't move. So it's kind of like sort of a perfect situation. You can kind of, you know, kind of one-night stand Frosty.
You could ghost Frosty pretty easily.
Right. Like, what's he going to do? Take that hat off. He's stuck where he is. That's the end of it.
But, you know, you killed Rudolph, so, like, you are not going to deliver those presents on time. You won't get lost.
Well, that's the thing. It only impacts if the weather's bad. Otherwise, the other reindeer can handle it. True. So.
I think I've got.
More presents for you,
also,
I guess.
Also, I'm married to Santa, so I don't really have to worry about my presents. That's true. I mean, I'm still going to get mine. Yeah. I'm literally right at the workshop where the elves make the presents.
Okay, so, Britt, you have yours?
All right. Okay. I'm going to kill Frosty, too. I love Frosty. Oh, bless him. But he's going to die anyway.
I love how you felt so bad about saying it.
I love Frosty. Oh, gosh. This is a hard one. I don't like bestiality.
It's just, it's not real DC. Yeah. I mean, it's just for the purpose of the podcast. Like, don't.
We're not going to hold you to this. Yeah. We're not going to show up with Rudolph.
You're not going
to
end up on a list.
All right. I'm going to bleep Santa Claus because I think that'd be fun.
Tickle him under his beard. All
right. He'd have lots of toys.
Be a good story to tell, I guess.
Stop. I almost fell off my chair.
And I guess I'm gonna marry Rudolph because he's a cute little guy.
I mean, you'd never be wanting for light. It's like, oh, the power's out. Well, I've got Rudolph, so good to go.
And what's the little chick reindeer, Clarice or something? What was her name?
Yeah, I think it was Clarice.
Yeah, he's so loyal to her.
Yeah, it was Clarice. Yeah, I watched it recently with the Suds baby, and it's Clarice, and it just reminded me of Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, and then I get to be best friends with Hermie, the little dentist elf, so, like, we're good.
Yeah, you're, like, BFFs with Hermie and, Yukon Cornelius. Maybe he gives you some gold or something.
Yeah, we're good. Right. We're golden.
Yeah, Amy, you have your list? On the same page as you, Drew. Marry Santa. I think that Mrs. Claus, that's like a Real Housewives type of position right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Get my reality show going. I guess I'd just get rid of Rudolph. Yeah. And then bleep Frosty, I suppose. Yep.
Mine's.
Same list as
me. The Brits are on the same page because I was going the same way that Brit went.
Uh-huh.
Bleep Santa, marry Rudolph, kill Frosty.
Poor Frosty, bless him. So how would you kill him? Is like just wait until spring?
Light a match,
motherfucker. God, so many thieves.
Can we bleep that out?
Well, I don't even know if we'll have to. You didn't really get all the way through it.
Light a match.
Light a match. It's going to be a big match.
Just put him in the house and yeah. turn the heat on.
Just like lure him into the house. Oh. No, no, Frosty, I want to bleep you. It's come on
insulated.
In. Next thing you know, he's melted.
Do you have another one, Drew?
Yeah, so I've got another one. This one might be probably not as tricky because this is the villains. Merry Bleep Kill Christmas edition. Okay, so we got Ebenezer Scrooge, the Grinch, and the Abominable Snow Monster, also from Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, Britt, you already have it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Britt, lay it on us. Which one would you marry, bleep, kill? Give us the list.
Marrying Scrooge, he's got the money.
Okay, smart. Smart.
So who cares if he's mean? I almost
choked on my beer.
I guess kill Abominable Snowman.
Snow Monster.
Yeah, bleep the Grinch.
Wow. Any justification for anything? Or?
Well, I don't know. What would you do with the Abominable Snowman other than kill him?
I don't know. I think he might be fun in the sack. I mean, he seems pretty wily.
He's like 100 feet tall.
Yeah, still.
Forget it.
I just think...
You know what they say about big feet.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Grinch, like, is that going to be fun in the bedroom? I don't know.
I'd avoid the Grinch in the bedroom. I just, like, when I picture the Grinch, I picture him eating that onion like an apple.
Oh yeah, right.
You're
yeah,
from
yeah.
like the live action Jim Carrey mm-hmm. one.
Oh, he probably reeks, man.
Yeah, it seems like in that version, the live action one from like the year 2000, he was like way dirtier and like greasier.
Well, but he does have a heart in the end, so you never know. He could really change his tune. He could really turn over a new leaf.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Good point.
You could be the one to change him, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, you could change him.
I don't need to be changing anyone. I don't got any energy for that kind of crap anymore. But I think I'd marry the snowman.
Oh, okay.
Snow monster person.
Yeah, the abominable snow monster.
He seems quiet. So,
okay.
And then what's the other one?
Scrooge.
So you're going to kill the Grinch?
Ugh. This is a tough one.
You're going to kill the Grinch, marry the abominable snow monster. That leaves you're going to have to marry Bleep Scrooge.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, only once, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like a one-time situation.
I'll just drink myself a whole bunch of gingerbread pale ales beforehand and get it over with.
Oh, okay. All right. BK, do you have your list?
All right. Yep. I'm going to bleep Scrooge and steal his money after.
Nice.
I'm going to kill off the abominable snowman. Although he's cute, but he was scary in that movie.
He was scary, although similarly the Grinch turns around the character and does have a heart of gold kind of at the end there.
Yeah. I'm going to marry the Grinch, though, because, yeah, he is a changed man by the end. And he cuts that roast beast up and he shares it and he's... Yeah, he's
you
a
like
sweetie.
You like a bad boy.
I like a bad boy.
That's
wait
true.
A second.
Good
just
point.
While we're on the topic of the Grinch, did anyone else hear that we're supposed to be like canceling that this year?
The yeah. Grinch specifically?
Like, cancel culture? No. Like,
Well, I know Dr. Seuss got canceled, but I didn't know specifically the Grinch did as well.
Why? What's offensive?
Something to do with something he does to the main female character in that movie.
Oh, yes. There is in the Jim Carrey version.
Right, the Jim Carrey version, yeah.
I think there's a scene. So what's the woman's name? Margaret May or something?
Martha May Huvier.
Yes. So I think there's a bit of like a sexual harassment, sexual assault type sitch.
Yeah.
In that movie.
I can picture it, although I haven't seen
it. I think the Grinch kind of forces... Well, then, because Martha May is like has a... In that movie, Martha May has like a crush on him from like childhood.
Okay, yeah, something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's always remembering the Grinch, but I think there's a scene where it's like...
He kisses her.
I don't know, something.
I think
yeah,
he
but he like
her.
Grabs her.
No, he
but it's like,
yeah. falls into her bosom or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, but I... Oh. Okay, but the OG cartoon... I don't think it's canceled, right?
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, but some Dr. Seuss books are canceled.
That character doesn't exist in the cartoon, so.
Right, that's true.
Hmm.
Well, then maybe we should all be killing the Grinch.
Well, I think I'm going to go with my list.
Okay, what's yours?
I think I'm going to marry the Grinch because he is a good provider. I mean, he stole all those presents. You know, it's like...
Yeah, but so is Scrooge.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
But see, the thing that you're forgetting about Scrooge with your theory about marrying him is that he's like, he's such an old miser. Like, he's not going to treat you. He's not going to treat you to any of his money.
It's like an Erica Jane situation.
But he's not like going to like buy you stuff with his money. He only wants to hoard the money and keep it for himself.
Yeah, but he turns around at the end and once you're married, it's 50-50. Okay, well, let's
be honest. They all turn around at the end.
There's going to be a prenup with Scrooge. For sure.
Yeah, there's definitely a prenup with Scrooge. They all these three villains turn around and become good guys in the end, right? So we're looking at them more from the angle, right. I think, of their villainous qualities. Keep going with your list. So marry the Grinch because I could just be like, you know what? I hate Easter too. Go steal me all those chocolate bunnies and eggs. Great, now I got all that. You know, it's like, it's a great system.
Okay.
I'm going to kill Scrooge because it's just like, I don't know, he's so boring and dark.
You're going to kill Scrooge for his life insurance.
Yeah. Oh, great. Sure. Yeah, I'll get on his life insurance policy, kill him. And then, yeah, I'm going to bleep the Abominable Snow Monster because, as I kind of mentioned earlier, it seems like a wild dude. And I think, hey, if you're just going to bleep one of these characters, might as well bleep like the most crazy, zany one.
There you go.
Did we also forget?
He's literally an animal. So it stands to reason he would be an animal in the sack.
Yes, Britt.
Also, when you marry the Grinch, I'm so sorry, it cut out on my end. You get a free dog.
Mm-hmm. Comes with his own pet.
Okay. You can get dogs for free literally at any time.
Not one that can pull a sled filled with presents.
I know, that's a badass dog. That's a badass dog.
That dog is pretty cool. Yeah.
Lets you put antlers and costumes on him.
Yeah, sort of. Also, yeah. Getting back to bleeping the snow monster, had all his teeth removed. Could be helpful in certain situations.
We're gonna have to bleep. Moving on.
We're going to have to bleep that whole sentence.
Oh my god.
Bleepity bleep bleep,
bleep. I forgot he got his teeth taken out.
I have not seen that. Oh yeah.
He only turns good once his teeth get removed.
You've got to get Disney Plus, Amy. It's got all the Christmas movies.
It doesn't have that one, but
yeah, it does.
No, there's nothing good on Netflix this year. No Elf. No, that one with Seth Rogen.
Oh, Night Before.
Yeah, no, that's on Netflix. Oh, it is. I think that's on Netflix. Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Maybe not. Maybe not. You could be right. Oh, boy.
Well,
no, there's not much on Netflix.
Well, that was the Christmas edition of Merry Bleep Kill, and it went exactly how I thought it would.
Bleepity bleep bleep.
It's time for us to listen to our guests give their reviews of these two beers. I think we started with Brit last time, so we're going to start with Amy this time. Amy, gingerbread pale ale from Shakespeare Brewing Co. Is it naughty or nice?
It's nice. Mm-hmm, I like it. It's very festive. It doesn't, I mean, it has a strong scent when you open the can and when you first taste it. And it doesn't really go away as you keep sipping it. So it's very strong. But it's not like an overpowering dark ale or something like that, right? It's just, it's a nice sort of, I don't know if light is the right word, but it's not too strong and it's very festive.
I agree. I thought it was really good. I feel like one of those coffee stores did have a gingerbread latte last year or something, and I remember really liking it. It is a nice flavor. I liked it.
The ginger, molasses. Yeah, I was looking at the ingredients in it. It literally, like, I make the ginger molasses cookies every year. It's got, like, the same ingredients, like ginger, molasses, vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Probably,
I like it.
Probably with the most amount of ingredients of all four of the beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, BK, you had the festive lager. What did you think? Is it naughty or nice?
All right. Ooh, she's nice. But you know what, though? A little less festive than I expected. Yeah. Like, pretty basic beer. Like, it's easy to drink.
There's a flavor in there I can't put my finger on, and it's not cranberry. There's something, it's like, it must be the yeast, because it does taste cookie-like, or bread-like, or something. I don't know, I can't put my finger on it.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I liked it, too.
The only difference between the two that I had was literally the cranberries and the peppermint. but like such a totally different mm-hmm. beer. Super easy to drink though. Like you could definitely have like two yeah. or three of these yeah. and be okay. That I think this one's the easiest yeah. to drink. I don't know the other ones, but super, super good for
Britt, I a wonder beer. If that weird sort of smell or flavor that you're getting is the cranberries. It's just, it's really, really subtle. And it could be you're used to kind of a cranberry juice. Whereas if they used whole cranberries with the skin on still, you might be getting like a weird skin flavor or something that's kind of...
I don't know. But I have to say, out of all of, like, the Christmas beers I've seen, like, in the store and that we've had over the years, like, this by far is the best Christmas four-pack.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like, it's a fun little four-pack. It's a perfect Secret Santa gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like Christmas in a can, almost each one in some ways.
Yeah, I think
it's pretty good.
They're all different. They're all interesting in their own way. I mean, just these two... It's a bit of a cute off with these two can labels. Like, we got a snowman with a mustache and a goatee. Yeah. And a gingerbread man with a mustache and a goatee. Like, the two cutest cans of the four-pack, too.
It's very cutesy, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like did it. Did it come in, like, a festive box or anything like
no,
that?
No, it kind of just came in the plastic, like, four-pack holder case, but...
Gotcha.
I don't know. I agree with you, Britt. Like, we've been into the liquor store, the LCBO, and the...
There's nothing
I've,
like
I've
this.
Been in the beer store, think. And there's actually very few Christmas beers at all, let alone a four-pack mixer pack. So, I mean, hats off to Shakespeare Brewing Co. for putting this together second year now.
Yeah, they need to get some delivery services going so we can get some inkwells.
I think they were definitely doing delivery at the beginning of the pandemic. I don't know if they've continued it. And in actuality, I don't... think they were actually going to Guelph because it was just outside of their kilometer radius that they would deliver to.
Gotcha.
So I don't know, there might be more info.
They
to
do
be found
deliver
there.
But it looks like it's KW, Woodstock, Milverton, Mitchell, Ingersoll, and Wellesley.
Yeah, so it's basically like within the general radius of Shakespeare, and unfortunately Guelph is I think I looked it up once, and it's literally just outside of where they would deliver to.
Okay.
But as I said, it's not...
Maybe next year.
It's not too far. It's probably like a 40-minute drive. If you're going to Stratford, or if you live in Stratford and you're coming to Guelph or KW, stop in at Shakespeare Brewing Co. and pick up a 4-pack.
Cool.
Pick up a couple for gifts.
Yeah, pick up a couple for gifts. Mm-hmm. You can.
You never know when you're going to need a hostess gift or something like that.
Yep. Save those thoughts for 2023.
I thought we weren't supposed to bring that up. Snow that.
Snow that.
Okay, sorry.
Well, Drew. That's the end of the episode, and I don't know. I didn't have anything prepared. Should we sing a little Christmas carol, or what do you think?
Grandma got ran over by a
jingle
reindeer.
Bells, jingle
Rudolph,
bells,
the red-nosed reindeer.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Had a very shiny nose.
Have a happy New Year.
And if you ever saw
it, oh my God,
your grandpa would see it.
Bye bye.
And we begged her not to go.
Bye bye. Merry 2022.
But she forgot her medication.